Atifah now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Holy Spirit, flow through us and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Hello and welcome to you on this last Friday in August 2021. My name is Tony and I'm pleased to share a few minutes together with you. The reading today is from Psalm 97. This psalm speaks of a time to come when God will reign supreme over all the earth. This is from the NIV version. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad, let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols, worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Wow, when I read this psalm, I am immediately struck by the magnificence of God. Can you picture fire going before him, consuming his enemies? And the mountains melting like wax? That sounds somewhat scary. The Lord is going to reign over everything. The heavens will proclaim his righteousness. All peoples will see his glory. Wow, this is going to be amazing. This psalm makes me think about the bigness of God and helps to give us a glimpse of God's big picture. It tells us that God will win, and so we do not need to fear. It reminds us to love the Lord and hate evil, to rejoice in the Lord and praise his name. But while we wait for such a time to happen, what would the Lord have us do? I believe that God wants to use every one of us, that he has things planned for all of us to do right now in this time of lockdown, in this time of waiting. I read a quote recently from a reading plan in the YouVersion Bible app. It said, "If you're tired and worn out because of this crisis, then maybe you need to remember to wait on God. It's time to get still, meditate on God's word, and learn how to be more like him. Then get busy doing the work that he has prepared for you." This sounds like a good challenge. So can I encourage you to do just that, to remember the greatness of God and to wait on him, that he might meet us in our time of need. Then lead us into things we can do for him, both in lockdown and out of it. Perhaps that might mean growing in our knowledge of God, or calling someone who is lonely, or praying for our world. Who knows what the Lord would like you to do? But we know the Lord does want us to pray, so let's do that. Oh, Heavenly Father, we rejoice in you, Lord, for you are righteous and we praise your holy name. We thank you for loving us and being with us, no matter what is going on in our lives and our world. We give you thanks for this country and our government. We pray that you would lead them and give them godly wisdom in all decisions that they make. We thank you, Lord, for our health system in New Zealand and for your protection from COVID-19 so far. We pray that you would stop the spread of this virus and contain it wherever it currently is. Please be with those who are unwell and bring healing into their lives, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. We thank you for the healthcare system, for our doctors, nurses, and all those caring for others. Please be with each one. Lord, we also lift up to you all those people who are isolating and waiting for tests. May people experience your presence, and may you replace fear with peace and trust in you. We thank you, Lord, for all essential workers and for services that are available. We pray especially for supermarkets in Auckland that have been closed for cleaning. May the virus be completely removed from them so that they can be quickly reopened. We thank you for our church and for all churches and people around the globe who love you. We pray for guidance and for freedom to reach out to others and be your hands and feet. We think of the persecuted church all over the world and pray that you would be protected, they would be protected in miraculous ways. We pray especially for those in Afghanistan right now and pray that you would guard the lives of your faithful ones and deliver them from the hand of the wicked. May your light shine on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. We pray that you would help us to focus on you, Father, to think about how great and majestic you are rather than being afraid or anxious about what is going on in our lives and around our world. Please help us to be still, to take time to meditate on your word and to learn how to be more like you. Holy Spirit, please soften our hearts, bring us revelation and teach us whatever we may need to learn. We thank you for today's verse of the day from Matthew chapter 7 that says, "For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened." So I pray that today, whatever situation we might be in, that you, God, would remind us all to keep asking of you, to keep seeking you, and to keep knocking on your door. For you are our loving Father, and you are waiting to answer us. Please lead us into what you have prepared for us to do, no matter how small or big that may be. Please place people on our hearts to contact, pray for, and help in whatever way we can. Make us aware of things we can do. Stir us up to want to do those things and give us the courage required. Please take a moment now to pray for those people you know who might need encouragement or help in some way, those who are sick, anxious, afraid, or lonely. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I'd like to close by praying for us all a prayer that Paul prayed in Ephesians 3, verses 16 to 21. I pray that out of God's glorious riches he may strengthen you with his power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. Thanks for joining with me to pray. We will know by now if the whole country is remaining in level 4 for a bit longer. But whatever the outcome, remember how big God is and that he is with you. Take care, and we hope that you can join us again tomorrow.